Here's our main man, Rod Black, ahead of Game 5 tonight. Do you know what that guy does for a living, the guy that showed up 72 hours ago to Jurassic Park?
Are you talking about a Jurassic Park?
Yeah. Jurassic Park.
Yeah. So didn't somebody give them tickets today?
I hope so. That would
I
be
heard,
nice.
Did you guys not hear that?
I heard somebody... A grocery store went down there and said, here's some tickets.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that's awesome.
I don't know if I'd want to sit next to them, mind you. 72 hours without a shower is a long time.
Well, maybe he was
same underpants, everything.
I hope he had a little time to slide home and get a shower.
I'm sure they did. Hey, I think it's great. I saw those people the other day, the last couple of days of practice, and they are diehards. And I'm going to tell you, they're just not young people that you think, okay, well, they're not doing anything. You know, they're skipping out of school or something like that. No, these, like, we're talking diverse. I mean, we're talking age difference. We're talking people from different parts of the world. I think somebody down there is from New Zealand. And I saw a mother and a son the other day from Montreal who flew to Golden State, and they were on the plane back with us. And they got tickets to the game at Oracle. And, I could tell that, that was a big, big ticket. And when they heard about Jurassic Park, they got in line. And they've been there, I think, over the last 48 hours. And it's heartwarming to see. I mean, hopefully they won't get rained on tonight. I mean, that would be disastrous. But, that tells you a lot about the Raptor fans. And I think it also tells you about Canadian sports fans who want to be something. Because guess what? We've been starving for a championship north of the border.
Roddy, speaking of a championship, if they get it done tonight, and we were talking in the last segment.
I heard you.
Would you get a ring?
I'm going to get a nipple ring.
I support.
Because when I get so excited at these games, my nipples get erect. That's how it works.
I love that.
I'm being serious. Would you and Jack?
I don't know. I know some people have said that, the broadcasters get rings. I'm a little uncomfortable with all that stuff. I don't.
Would you request a nipple ring?
I do know that the front office people get rings. And everybody in the organization gets a ring. I'm not sure about that trade thing. I think that does pertain in some sports. I'm not sure it pertains here. But I will tell you, I think there's also an option. What they do is they'll send out letters. You have, you can get a ring, but you have to pay for it. So I'm not sure. I am not sure. And
I would pay for it. If I got a letter, I would definitely get a ring.
The Raptor mascot definitely should get a ring. The PA announcer should get it. All those year oneers. I was a year oneer, but I didn't do every single game. I mean, my man Leo's been down there every single time. I just give him a ring just so that he can wear it out at the beach or something. Like he imagine Leo with that bobble on and his Speedo on. I mean, come on.
Oh, he would post that all over every social media platform.
T-back his dog in the ring.
Yeah.
Are you guys sure you want to be talking about rings and parades and
no,
all that?
Listen,
based on,
no,
based
not
Based on
all.
What happened to the St. Louis, is it Dispatch yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the kiss of freaking death. Here's the thing. I cannot see the Raptors losing an NBA title. I would bet my garage. Could I see them losing tonight? Yeah, I mean, that could happen, but I can't see them losing three games in a row. I mean, the way they played, guys, they've won seven of the last eight games against the top two teams, and they've made it look easy at times, including the last game. So, I think they're focused and ready. The crowd will be crazy tonight. I love who's singing the Canadian national anthem.
The fans.
Fans, I love that. Yeah.
That is perfect.
It's a great idea.
Nothing against Walk Off the Earth and the Tenors, and they were all great. But, that building rocks when the fans sing it. And I hope they just have an empty microphone there and say, hey, here it is, let it go. Because I do think that rattles the opposition a little bit.
Well, do you expect the Raptors to be rattled at all by the idea of Kevin Durant playing tonight?
Yes. Yeah, I do, for sure. And again, the only reason, and I'm still not convinced, you guys, but I've watched this guy play. And as much as we gush and we talk about Kawhi Leonard, and he is without a doubt one of the best players, if not the best player on the planet right now. Kevin Durant is right there, or maybe even a notch higher. We've all talked about Kawhi Leonard being like Michael Jordan, and I really do believe that in many ways. But Kevin Durant is unlike any other player who's ever played this game. He is an unstoppable force offensively. I don't think, with the injury, he's going to be that way. But a guy who can shoot the ball the way he does, he's clutch. He's won the finals MVP the last 2 years. I mean, he is a killer. He is a great, great player. And even at 50%, I don't think he'll be 50. I would say probably about 60 to 70%. I still think 60 to 70% of Kevin Durant is worth more than sometimes 100% of the opposition that he might be faced against, particularly in a matchup. I mean, he is that good. So, yeah, I think there's concern. I think the Raptors will have to adjust. Do I think they can win? Yeah, I do.
with Rod Black ahead of Game 5 tonight. Tip-off at 9 right here on TSN Radio. I got a lot of faith in Nick Nurse, though. You know, going at Kevin Durant or devising a game plan to not necessarily stop him, but neutralize him or put all the focus on him.
Yeah, maybe like maybe what happened in three.
Yeah, what happened with Steph Curry in Game 3, where they let him go off, but they stopped everybody else. Klay Thompson in Game 4 had himself a night, and it was like, okay, that's fine. We'll adjust and we'll make everyone else's life difficult. I think the adjustments he's been making have been on display. They've been fairly obvious at times, not so obvious at other times, but I think Nick Nurse has done a remarkable job. And I got a lot of faith in him game planning for Kevin Durant, whether it's at 70%, 80%, 100%. I think he's going to devise a plan tonight. That doesn't mean it's going to work necessarily, but you know that's what he's been waiting for. He's waiting for this guy to get in the game and come up with some sort of game plan on him.
Brian, you're spot on. And by the way, he's been game planning from before the series began, even before they knew that they would go here. I mean, that's what assistants do as well. They put out scouting reports. And, you know, by the way, Kevin Durant did play a game against the Raptors this year, and the Raptors beat him. But, you know, I kind of do the math on all this stuff. Like, you know, go by point totals. If Steph gets like 30, you know, and Klay goes 25, and Durant goes another 25, that's, you know, those are points. They're going to have to make the deficit up with their bench. And by the way, Raptors bench has been killing their bench. They're not getting any contributions from anybody else. And Draymond Green's going to have to step up. I know he's a triple-double guy, but they're going to have to get more points. It's simple. The Raptors have been slowing it down, playing tremendous defense. And I saw it, I think I talked to you guys, I saw it after Game 3. I thought the Warriors in their eyes, when you saw them, they looked rattled. After Game 4, I thought they looked gutted. And that could be a temporary thing. Remember, they're champions. And we've been down this road before, and you've seen it. You know, you guys have all seen it, either when you played or when you watched. And, you know, when you've got somebody and that one team is more confident and focused than the other, and here's the other word, believes. This team really believes. And it goes back, Hayes, to what you said. Nick Nurse has this team believing. He is the ultimate player's coach, and I don't think he's gotten enough credit from around the league. He should be a Coach of the Year candidate, for sure. I don't know why they even bother awarding a Coach of the Year until the playoffs are over. The Coach of the Year, in my mind, in every sport, is the guy who won the damn trophy.
Roddy, just quickly, before we go, I think about the Carolina Hurricanes winning the Stanley Cup, having a Game 7 in their own building. And for so many years, and you've been doing it since Game 1, like they've just been another team in the league. Is like, what is the feeling like? It's just... The Raptors, for so long, I know they had some, you know, series against LeBron and Cleveland, but they've just been another team in the league where you see other teams win championships. It must be kind of special going to that rink tonight, or the arena.
Yeah, you got it. You got it, old dog. I mean, it's fun. I mean, it is special. I know we don't play and we're not homers, but you know what? It makes it more special when you've covered something for so long and you see it finally come to fruition, and you've watched this journey, the years, the chapters, the years of almost being there, the years of sucking large. Yeah. And you're not just
the other group anymore.
No, they're not. And you know, hey, how many times have we talked over the last few years, guys, talking playoffs? And the Raptors were just happy to be there and see how long this thing goes. And make no mistake, not having LeBron in the conference this year has been, you know, that's been an added bonus. But you just feel right now, the Raptors not only belong, they belong on top.
Yeah,
it's not by any fluke. Yeah, the Warriors are beaten up, and somebody might put an asterisk on that. That's crap. They are playing great, great basketball, and they deserve to win the title. But they've got to get this done. The hardest thing, as you guys know, is to close.
Yeah.
And so whatever we've seen, and hey, who knows? Anything can happen. Injuries can happen. You know, you think about the other night. The Warriors could have been up by 20, and then we're talking a completely different series, and they should have been up by 20 if they could have, you know, hit the ocean, but they didn't. But the Raptors D and Kawhi Leonard has just brought a sense of chill to this team that has permeated every player, and, you know, you've got to like their chances. You've got to like their chances here tonight.
Enjoy it tonight, buddy. We'll do it again soon. Thank you.
All right. You bet, guys. Enjoy it. I'm getting my nipple ring ready.
Yep. Nipple ring. It will be sized and ready to go.
Hayes is getting a nose ring.
It'll be a large.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can bank on that, buddy. There he is. Rod Black, our main man, heading down to Scotiabank Arena ahead of Game 5 tonight.